Hosanna. Sing Hosanna today. Hosanna, Hosanna.
Sing Hosanna,
Hosanna, Hosanna.
Sing Hosanna,
Hosanna, Hosanna.
Sing Hosanna,
sing Hosanna today. Jesus came to redeem us. He came to set us all free. Lift your voices and sing Hosanna to the King of all kings. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna. Sing Hosanna today.
Rode into Jerusalem that Palm Sunday with a threefold purpose: to drink the cup, to bear the cross, and to wear the crown. As he gathered with his closest friends to celebrate the Passover, he lifted the cup and said that this was his blood poured out for our sins. Then he broke the bread and said that this was his body sacrificed for us.
Jesus, Son of God, Son of Man, facing the final hours of his life on earth.
He gathered his closest friends, his disciples, together in the upper room of a private dwelling.
They shared the Passover meal, and he gave them final instructions. There was so much to tell them. There was so much to remember.
Night had fallen. The celebration was ending. Jesus knew that his enemies were finally catching up with him and were plotting his death.
But he knew that this was all part of the plan. He wanted to be alone and talk to his Father. So he went out to the garden called Gethsemane. There, in grief and in fear, he knelt and wept and prayed.
Father, my soul is in agony. I do not want to go through the pain I know is waiting for me. My flesh wants no part of it.
But Father, he said, I know you have sent me here for a purpose, that I become you among men. I was sent in hopes that all men would see me and then see you.
Yet they are so blind, Father, so blinded by their own short-sighted expectations and selfish desires, that they still cannot see you.
Finally, he prayed, Father, I love them so much that I will fulfill your purpose. I will surrender my flesh to you on their behalf. I will die for them.
He was despised and rejected.
Man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
He took up our infirmities. He carried our sorrows.
He was pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities.
But his punishment would be our peace.
And his wounds would make us whole.
His prayers were interrupted by an angry mob and soldiers sent by the authorities. Betrayed with a kiss, Jesus went willingly as a lamb to the slaughter. Witness after witness accused him of blasphemy and sedition, and yet there was insufficient evidence to convict him. Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, sensed a conspiracy and offered to free Jesus as an act of mercy. But the religious authorities whipped the crowd into a frenzy. We have no king but Caesar, they cried. Crucify him! Pilate had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand. Then they knelt in front of him and mocked him. Hail, King of the Jews, they said. They spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him.
This crown of thorns, is this a king's reward? Payment for my debtor's fee, scandalous indignity laid upon your holy brow. Oh, this crown. This lovely crown of thorns. lovely crown of thorns. Now this crown of thorns blooms on Easter morn. This diadem of shame and grief has now
my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Was it for crimes that I had done? Died upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. And at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. Well, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Well, might the sun in darkness hide, and shut his glories in, when Christ the mighty Maker died for man the creature's sin? Thus might I hide my blushing face while his dear cross appears. Dissolve my heart in thankfulness, and melt my eyes to tears. And at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. Well, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can ne'er repay this debt of love I owe. Dear Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do at the cross. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. Well, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. and it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Happy all the day.
Jesus died and his body was placed in a borrowed tomb. As the sun set Friday evening, it appeared that he was just another martyr. But as the sun rose on Sunday morning, it became clear that Jesus was so much more. Jesus, God's Son, had laid aside his rights as creator and poured himself into his creation, being fully human and fully divine. For almost 3 years, Jesus walked the dusty roads of Palestine, proclaiming that God's kingdom was pushing through the darkness to free those who had been oppressed by sin and death. But in order for salvation to be purchased, Jesus would have to drain the cup of humanity's sin by dying on a cross. The one who had worn heaven's crown would have to wear a crown of thorns. The one who had breathed life into Adam's lungs would have to have the breath of life crushed from his body. The one who called heaven his home would have to storm the gates of hell to release its prisoners. God raised Jesus from the dead to demonstrate that Christ is not only our all-sufficient sacrifice, but also our triumphant Savior.
Glory to our great Redeemer, spotless Lamb for sinners slain, my pardon purchased, my ransom paid. Died my death that I might live. Such costly grace he so freely gives. Glory, glory to his name. Glory to our perfect sacrifice, a lamb whose blood covered my shame. The wrath of God poured out and satisfied. This stranger loved as an adopted child. Glory, glory to his name. Glory to our perfect sacrifice, a lamb whose blood covered my shame. The wrath of God poured out and satisfied. Glory, glory to his name. Conqueror of death and hell, he was resurrected, raising me as well. Glory, glory to his name. Glory to our perfect sacrifice, a lamb whose blood covered my shame. The wrath of God poured out and satisfied. Glory, glory to his name.
So now, the risen Christ invites you and me to his table. Because he drank the bitter cup of sin and death, we can drink the sweet cup of grace and forgiveness. Because he loved us enough to hang on that cross, we can lay down our lives in service and love. Because he wore the crown of thorns we deserve, we can wear the crown of life he purchased.
Mercy.
Let us pray. Jesus Christ, resurrected Lord of heaven and earth, victor over sin and death, redeemer of the cosmos, we accept your gracious invitation to know you, to love you, and to serve you alone. We celebrate your resurrection this day and forevermore, and look toward the moment when our faith will be sight, when we will see your nail-pierced hands and brow for ourselves. On that day, we will join every voice on earth and heaven to proclaim that you are Lord of all, to the glory of God, our Father.
I'm not afraid to die.
Jesus.